American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! This is Sean Kennedy reporting from the Internet for Monday, February 25th, 2008. And that's right, you are listening to Newsreel, the wild global sit-rep on corporate political tyranny, technology, and transfer your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening and distributing this program, you are as well. Key term there, distribution. Gotta hand it out. Get it to the people. Yeah, that's right, you're the pusher now. You're the one handing out new and vital information. Yeah, well, it may not be that new. I mean, it's pretty new.
It's pretty relatively new.
It's newish. You know, it's fairly fresh. It's probably the truth, which is, well, it's the truth as I see it. God damn it! Then you get all exoteric, and you don't really know what you're trying to... Is it true? What do you believe?
From whose perspective is
you know,
it the truth?
What is real? You know, real, you know, fuck off.
Sit in the comfy chair.
It is. You know, sit in the big blue comfy chair, and let's take some pills. Rant Media is taking his hand for free speech, and just by listening and distributing this program, you are too. Two, twice. You can follow up on all these news stories and check my facts by going to my live journal. And you can get to my live journal by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. But don't go to Wikipedia and look for any stuff on Wikipedia on me because they just deleted my entry again, which I think is really funny.
They hates him.
They hates him. I can has Wikipedia? Who cares? Fuck you. We don't like your website anyway.
We've got our own.
That's right. We got our own wiki. Our wiki's better than your wiki, loser. This is a free podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Pure Rock Radio, and Radio Red Mercury, as well as anywhere else where freedom rings true. What the hell does that mean? Where does
ding,
freedom...
Ding,
oh,
ding.
And of course, I'm Sean Kennedy, your host with your beautiful and talented co-host, Samaria.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. It's good.
Hi.
We, no feedback. Well, we have some feedback. People are all mad at me.
You know, why would they be mad at you,
mad
Sean?
At me. They're mad at me because on my live journal, I'm like saying what I believe.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really easy to, you know, stand up there and throw rocks. They're like, I can't believe you think this way. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, people are generally pretty much like, I don't know. I believe in things like music and the fact that, you know, I can't really say that people are inherently scumbags. You know, I can't like people equal shit. You know, like you can't really take that approach.
No.
Because there's things like freedom still exists. Like, you have people willing to give away stuff on BitTorrents. The reason why BitTorrents exist is because people desire to share.
Yes.
So that
they
kinda...
found it cool, and they want to share their coolness stuff with it.
Exactly.
With other people.
So this makes me think, this gives me hope. You know, technology gives me hope. I mean, really, technology is the only thing that I really believe in. You know, really. I mean, that's what separates us from, like, you know, primates.
Coco didn't like the internet.
Yeah, Coco's like, fuck the internet, I don't care. And that's why Coco is sitting in a cage picking raisins out of a log, right?
That's right.
That's what she's doing.
If she embraced the internet,
be
she'd
like,
be free. Now she'd be looking about lock picking and she'd be out of the cage.
Oh, she'd be all out of the cage. She'd be like, Coco like YF-22 Stetfire. Woo! You know, Coco like Veritech. You know, hey, there's all right. Now, won't they be surprised when they pry open that tank and find the list of orangutans? Which I'm wondering if it's mainly, maybe just because we go, oh, monkeys don't. No, Coco didn't like it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's another gorilla in another cage who's like, motherfucker, bring that shit over here. I got people to talk to.
I need some of that.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. You know, what if
it's... That's just one monkey's opinion.
That's just one monkey's opinion, you know? I mean, that's like this show. You're a monkey, I'm a we're all monkeys. You mean, maybe there's another... Maybe the orangutans, right? They're a little bit more switched on, a little bit more gung-ho.
Yeah.
Baboons would be like, can we order takeout? Like, I show a baboon how to order pizza.
That's right. Maybe they just didn't find the right application for Coco.
Seriously. I mean, if they can read and they can do sign language, used to say they couldn't read, you know, like, and do text. You know what I mean? Like, they could text for pizza. Please send more pizza delivery drivers. You know, I mean, it could be cool. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
But we're getting off topic. The point here is, what is the point? What were we talking? Oh, my God.
No feedback.
No feedback. So we have a sort yourself out, which I don't know how that has to do with monkeys or Coco. Oh, yeah, that's because people are mad at me. That's what it was. Full circle.
Okay. They're mad.
Because I'm saying stuff they don't agree with. you know, isn't the world supposed to be a lovely place? You know, it doesn't really work that way.
What, you're supposed to agree with the masses?
Sean, I can't believe you think like that. Hi. Okay, let's go over. Nah, I'm not even going to bother. You know, let's, you know, you can sit there and have all the, you know, the talk and the verbal ninjutsu you want, but I invite you to go reason with the people who have child soldiers. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's over now. Child soldier. Oh, yeah. Kind of no real redeeming feature there. Kind of a deal breaker.
Yeah, you know, not so good.
Broad being charged with witchcraft. Religious police arresting people. yeah. I mean, some things there's only really...
There's a limit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's understand that
it's
violence...
crossing the evil line, right?
Violence and fighting doesn't solve anything. Let's be real about this. Violence and fighting does not solve anything. Killing does. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be violent, you know? But, you know, I'm going to get feedback on that for sure. They'll be like, oh, my God, what kind of a message are you?
You're telling people to kill people.
No, I'm not. What I'm telling people is that sometimes, you know, people need to be turned off. If they can't be recycled, you know, I mean, you know, hey, let's get with the program here. You know, that's one of the reasons why I like the French Foreign Legion. I think that there's a lot of things we can learn about the French Foreign Legion. That's in the Recomedia today. Or did I put that in Recomedia?
I don't think so.
I don't think I did. Well, I'm going to do it now. It should be in the Recomedia now. I'll add it in later. Remind me to add that in.
Maybe. Hopefully.
What it is it's the French Foreign Legion. You show up. You could be anyone from any culture anywhere. And they put you into an army. Right?
Yep.
But you got to think, I mean, wow, there's no religion there. There's no nothing there. They're all unified for one cause. And they're legendary. The shit that these guys have pulled off.
Yeah.
Some people say they're a bunch of cutthroats and thieves and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, when the enemy's at the gate, you know, hey, these guys step up to the plate. They evacuated like 6,000 people in Algeria. There's this great movie about it. You can check it out. And it's interesting.
Really?
Yeah. They're tasked out. They're the sword, right?
Yeah.
They can
be
wielded for justice or they can be wielded for profit. You know, that's the whole trick. So when you look at it that way and think, what if we were to build a society that was like the French Foreign Legion? What if we... No, seriously, what if we built like our society like the Spartans?
Starship Troopers.
Well, Star Trek, Starship Troopers, it's the same thing. I mean, well, what's the alternative? Religious police and chicks dressed like beekeepers? Dude, I'm not into that.
Yeah, that's not so good. I don't like that.
It's not cool. And this isn't a direct slag on the Muslims. I don't want Christian bigots running around burning my books either.
No, that's not good either.
You know, I mean, you want to dress up and you want to wear the beekeeper outfit? Great. You want to walk around and wear a little flat Jewy hat and have the little curly dreadlocky thing? Awesome. Rock on. But don't come up to me and start shooting because, you know, I don't, you know, bang my head off the floor or worship your stick god or rock god or fucking any kind of god. I won't shoot at you if you don't shoot at me. Tomorrow is a new day.
That's right. You do your thing over there.
You know, there's no such, all land is holy, dude. You know, like, it's all holy land. You know, and yeah, I know they call it the Holy Land, but it's the Holy Land now because there's so many goddamn bullet holes in it. It's like 10,000, there's like... You know, it's Tetley Teabags over there, man. I'm here to tell you. It's just like, there's too many people dying. You just
got much left of it after they shoot
it up.
Well,
they got to wall that shit off, you know? I mean, I understand China's sitting there saying, oh, you know, religion's bad. Well, I don't know where they get that idea from. You know, it's not like every single war that's ever been fought on our soils because of religion, you know?
Mostly.
Is there noise there? Background noise?
No.
I'm going to check that. There was some background noise, but we fixed it, so I think we're okay now. Sorry about that, folks. For those of you who are the audiophiles who download the highest degree... Actually, well, the music probably didn't even conquer it.
That's right.
Yeah, so...
It would have been erased by the music. Nobody would have heard it.
That's true.
That's a good beat.
I'm waiting for the voices to stop so I can look at the static. There it is.
It's flat. Pretty good. Yeah.
Bing.
It's flat.
Nothing. Okay, good. All righty. Well, hey, because we care. We care about our fans.
That's right.
I believe I was offending most of the populace there with some of my viewpoints.
Majority of it anyway.
Well, you know, when Smokehouse calls me up and is like, Sean, I'm starting to agree with you. That's like a big warning sign for me. I'm
time
like, whoa, I'm talking crazy.
Yeah.
You know, talking crazy.
Off the deep end.
Well, me and Smokehouse, I think that, you know, he would bitch at me the whole time, but he passed me ammo.
That's right.
You know,
you shouldn't be doing this. Here's some more ammo.
Oh, we might run out of space here. I don't know. No, we're okay. Okay, good. Yeah, I don't know. I'm fighting with my my recording software, which is totally free. So I can't really say shit about it. Anyway,
that's right.
So that's it. So anyway, we got
built into the operating system. Yes.
Yeah. Well, so it's, Linux for everyone, even though I still haven't installed Ubuntu. It's true. God damn it. I swore I was going to, too. You know,
one of these years.
I'll get around to it, you know, just as soon as they give me good. Well, I would say all I need is a good audio program.
There are some.
There are some. And I mean, every time I say that, the penguin Nazis are there. You open the closet.
A list of them.
Hello, Sean. We're still here. The penguin Nazis for you.
We're here to help.
Yeah, we're here to help you.
Let's go over there.
You know, that's it. That's the great thing about that. What's that? Madagascar? The penguins in Madagascar. I love those guys. They were like, they were my favorites for the best animated stuff. There's a few animated movies I want to check out. That's what we need. That's what we need. Hey, anybody out there into animation? Because we need some animator guys for video projects we're doing.
Ready to make a full-length feature film for us?
Yeah, well, we want to do some stuff, so if we got somebody who could do some stuff...
Think Mecha.
That's in the perfect world. And the off chance, you know, the guys from Industrial Light Magic are listening, and they've got, some rendering time, and they just need a good storyboard. Also, you know what else I'd like to do? I'd like to make a video game.
Yeah.
I'd like to, but I know what a screenplay looks like, but isn't there a screenplay for a video game? What do they call that? Game screenplay?
I don't know. It's the same thing.
Well, all I'd want is to see one. If there was a game, show me, because you can buy the screenplay for Aliens, you can buy the screenplay for Batman.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what I did when I wrote my first screenplay. I just bought a screenplay, saw they were written, and fucking did it, right? If I get a copy of a screenplay for a video game, I know how they lay them out.
It's probably the same thing, and then they just put insert fight here.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
go to the next part of the video game.
Well, you gotta have the map and the levels and stuff. I guess you can draw one up. I mean, I'd like to make a video game.
What's the difference between that and a D&D game?
Oh, I could totally make it.
Here's the room, yeah.
Yeah, I could totally make a game. I would make the coolest game ever. But anyway, on to sort yourself out. We've already burned up 10 minutes of the show. Oh, my God.
Quick.
Dear Sean, I am suffering from major burnout. Personal issues mostly. Does anyone have suggestions for keeping... that's right. I took this one from the forums.
Okay.
Yeah, a guy posted this in the forums. What you can do, go to the Live Journal or go to Rant Media Forums, or how does that
work? Forum.rantmedia.ca.
Forum.rantmedia.ca.
Forums.
So, yeah, or you can go to my Live Journal.
Just go to Rant Media and it's click on the forum.
The nice thing about when you comment on the forums is I don't okay it, right? So you can go to the, because a lot of people, they go to bitch at me on my Live Journal.
There you go. You go to the newsreel section of the forums. You can bitch Sean out all you want.
Yeah, you can go there and say, his latest poll, Sean's insane. Here's the following reasons. Sean's a bigot. Here's the following reasons. You know,
he never approved my post on his live journal.
He never approved my post on his journal where I disagreed with him and called him a Nazi. Yeah, there's a reason for that. You know, I don't want to go to my live journal read it and feel bad. You know?
Well, it's good posts on there.
Fuck, I don't want to go in there and feel like a shithead just because, you know, Sean, you're so, I can't believe, how dare you quote, you know, George Orwell. You know, he's a Christian. Apparently George Orwell was a Christian.
Really?
Really? I didn't know that. Fuck, it's not as important as C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was like, wow, can I support Christian symbolism, please? But, I mean, he's still good. I mean, C.S. Lewis is good. You know, whatever.
Were you allowed to be an atheist back then?
Well, you're allowed to. I mean, it was not like they were, were burning people and shit. You know, I mean, the witch trials are over. But anyway, let's get back to burnout. Speaking of burning.
Oh, yeah.
Personal issues mostly. Does anyone have any suggestions for keeping my mind focused as not suffer a total mental breakdown? Burnout equals what can I handle? Null. I was thinking about Media Fast, and I'm not sure about how to do it. My primary media is the Sean Kennedy Radio Show. I listen to it every night. I have something to focus on to keep my mind from breaking down. Meditation, exercise, even martial arts training have come to mind. Anybody have suggestions for what to keep me mentally fit? Yes! I made an entire season out of it! I'm trying to distinguish between the black shape, cyberpsychosis, burnout. I find myself cleaning more. Yes, yes, yes. If you haven't watched Patrolling...
That's a good start.
That's what it's designed for, okay?
It's from scratch.
Yeah, it takes you from naked on a rock to being employed. All right? That's why we made the thing. It's to help people who are dealing with problems. Now, immediately... It's like that scene from iRobot, eh? You are experiencing a car accident, right? And the guy's crawling through the windshield. He's like, fuck him. You're attacking me. You know, Will Smith. I am now, motherfucker. Get off my car. But the thing is you are experiencing the black shapes. And what you need to do is you need to sleep.
Yes.
You don't need to work more in your day. You need to work less in your day. You need to sleep. Eat food that actually comes from a grocer's that has an expiry date within the next 6 months.
Not the plastic food.
Not the plastic food. Eat real fruit and vegetables and sleep. Book some time off. Go nowhere. Do nothing. Waste 2 weeks of time. Okay, get some rest because you're all messed up. All right? And people watch Patrolling. And it's free. Get it everywhere. Blah. You know, but that's just, the forums are a good place to go. And I guess there's been some more feedback in the forums. But if you got something to say that you disagree with me or whatever on my live journal, don't go to my live journal and post some lengthy posts. I feel bad. So I'm like, wow, the guy's really well-spoken, and he totally disagrees with me. And it's a shame that I'm just going to delete it because I don't, you know, I'm not too interested. You know, I like people to agree with me.
Put some flowers for Sean.
Is that bad? Is that bad for, is that bad?
I posted one. I'm not going to tell you which one. But you didn't approve it. It's nice and lengthy and well put, and it's probably the one you're talking about. But
oh, really? Oh.
You didn't approve
it. Damn. look at that. I'm caught. I'm caught. Yeah, I didn't approve it. I didn't approve it. Fuck that, you know.
And I was waiting, and no.
My favorite thing to do, though, this is my favorite thing for the fans, right, for the people who are with Sean.
You know, the people on board with Sean.
Well, the people, yep. The people who side with me, who understand that, yeah, Sean's telling the truth here. He's just, you know, he's been in the real world for a little while. As opposed to, you know, people who...
Me.
Or yeah. Well, you're vegan. You're like the Hezbollah of the vegetarian world, man. I mean, you are an extremist by nature. Don't hand me that shit that you're not, because you are. You're totally fucking crazy.
Free the vegetables.
The vegetables! Oh, God! I am on the moral high ground. It's where I put my artillery, where I will shell my condemnation amongst the rest of you fuckers who dare to, you know...
And I've got Sean on speed dial in case things go horribly wrong.
That's right. That's right. And if things go wrong, help me, Sean. Yes.
My bubble has burst.
I totally want James to be the guy in Rambo 3 who picks up the rock and kills him, you know, or Rambo 4, sorry, fourth, yep. Rambo, picks up the rock, kills the guy with a rock, and
oh, cry.
Killing somebody else is never right, except for if you're shooting at my wife, and then in which case I'll beat your head in with a rock. Nice! Well done, he can be taught! Best line in that movie, have a go at me, you ladyboy cunt. Perfect! Spoken by a true Brit. You love it. Outstanding. Your mother sucks cocks in hell, yeah. Is one of those classic lines, and have a go at me, you ladyboy cunt. I mean, that one line redeemed the whole character. There's a British SAS guy. Yeah. Watch for the line. Watch for the line. The delivery, everything is brilliant. He's have a go at me, you ladyboy cunt. Oh. Brilliant. Dropping the C word on the internet radio show. You gotta love it. All right, anyway. Sometimes I feel bad. So what if there's kids listening?
Well, you know, if they're listening already, they know what they're in,
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I hope this wasn't your first show.
It's a bad start.
Because it's a bad start. Well, not really.
No.
Not really. You know, I mean, I don't think that it's important that everyone, you know, totally speak the same language all the time. I mean, sometimes there are people that are, and that's what they said in the movie. I'm not the first guy to say that.
You're just quoting the movie.
Well, the
just
movie is 18A.
Yeah, you know. It was. Yeah.
Well, you know.
I saw some young kids in there.
There are, yeah, with their moms and stuff. Yeah, like, they shouldn't be allowed in.
What the hell?
There's no enforcement. But anyway, I don't care. In the news, in headjack news. You ready for this one? This
okay.
One's neat. Now, everyone's talking about the headjack, right?
Yeah.
Now, this technology marches on. With a sheet of electrodes placed over the brain, people can quickly learn to move a cursor or a computer screen using their thoughts.
I just use a mouse, but...
Right. Early trials suggest this new procedure could overtake the more established brain-computer interfaces, PCIs.
Brain-computer interfaces.
Yeah, this
wow.
is a whole new field where they used to use those like headbands with little sensors on it.
Yeah.
This is a hood that goes over top of your head mapped with sensors. Yeah. The two established techniques involve inserting electrodes into the brain, or attaching them onto the scalp. Better plan.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, yep. Let's not insert fuck all into my brain. Thanks. Got this great big gun here. These approaches have let people control robotic limbs, steer wheelchairs, type messages, walk in virtual worlds using thought alone. Sexy, sexy,
very
sexy.
Cool.
BCIs will one day transform the lives of people with disabilities and neurological disorders, affecting the ability to move or communicate, say neuroscientist Jerwin Schalk of the Wadsworth Center, New York State Department of Health in the United States.
Very cool.
But which method will be will sorry, but which method will be best at doing it is still open question. The two established sensor methods have fundamental problems we think we'll find it difficult to overcome. Now, electrodes on the scalp can only detect electrical waves that have passed through the skull process, producing a weak signal susceptible to interference from the mains, electricity, and other sources. Electrodes implanted directly into the brain produce much clearer signals.
Really?
Because they're implanted in your brain. But are not well tolerated by the body or society in general. The brain tries to get rid of the electrodes by covering them with a sheet of tissue. Because the brain is smart and the brain goes, no, I don't want to have wires in my head, but thanks. Schalk, who's got the best name ever, and colleagues of the Albany Medical College, Washington.
Doc Schalk.
Doc Schalk.
Oh, that's good.
Schalk Doc. He's a shock doctor. Hell yeah. Think the third approach will face a few hurdles. They cover part of the brain's surface with a polymer sheet containing a grid of electrodes 2 millimeters in diameter and spaced 10 millimeters apart. A method called electrocortography, ECOG. Such electrode grids are often placed in people with severe epilepsy to identify focus of seizures in the brain. Wow. These grids are as thin like a sheet of paper, and the electrodes record signals similar to those recorded electrodes in the scalp with much greater fidelity. See Pinhead. You know, we had like the lines drawn. In. Yeah, it's like that. Only instead of needles, it's little wires. Mm. And afterwards, you open your mouth and go, "To think, I hesitated." Yeah.
Ooh, I don't like it.
You know, there was a time when I would line up for that shit too. I'd be like, "Yeah, fuck yeah,
put them in.
I want them. I want to turn my whole brain into the Mershon configuration."
It's like, do I get a mech to control with this?
What do I get? Show me the children of God. Yeah, okay. Now, let's keep going with this, because it gets better, okay? In recent experiments, five patients learned to control a computer cursor in two dimensions on a computer screen using their brain signals.
Okay. Non-invasive one?
Which one? In the five acquired, all five acquired the skill in less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. A performance similar to those achieved using electrode implanted directly into the brain. So this is a map thing that, see, we don't have to stick needles into your brain. You can do it with this other one, too. Which is, I'm like, hey, let's hear it for the other one, because you're not sticking needles directly in my brain. Dedicated human trials will require electrode grids designed to be implanted permanently. Ow. So subdermal electrical prints like conductive ink tattoos tattooed on the brain.
Yeah,
like an RFI, an invasive approach. If those studies work out, their goal is they're going to seek approval for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for human trials. Ultimately, these electrode grids can be put in place in a minimally invasive procedure. Very minimal. Just taking all the skin off your head.
That's it. Slip some sheet of paper.
Very minimal. Minimal, because we cut all the skin off your head. That would be minimal. Okay, given that or being burned alive, I guess I'll go with the minimal invasive surgery. Creepy. Creepy. So, yeah, that's what they're doing. I mean, kind of neat, though. Brain-machine interface.
That is very cool.
Where is this going to go? I mean, I'm still...
Stephen Hawking could, you know, write his papers a bit quicker.
Here's another call-out. I have missions for the armies of flying monkeys. I'm actually thinking about probably going to do the wearable thing, because very soon I'm moving down to my new position, you know, at work. Part of my position is going to be involved with, hunting down pedophiles. That's going to be part of my job. Like, actually, for real. Like, no lie. Straight up, that's going to be part of my job. It's not the only role in my job, but that's a part of it.
Well, that's a good job for the wiki, actually. People can attack the wiki and put a wearable section, start building
up. Project Gargoyle. Yeah, we could totally do...
You could put, like, the expensive kit and...
Well, no, it was done.
Non-expensive
kit. A guy made the Project Wearable page on the wiki. If you go to Project Gargoyle, there's a wiki page already present for Project Gargoyle. And we need to start looking at head-mounted displays and how to actually build one. And maybe I'll build one. Maybe I should do that for Patrolling Season 3. We could get one in there. Yeah. I mean, there's enough Wi-Fi floating around now that... If anyone could do it and build it, usually see what happens is people build this thing and it's like this awkward thing. And they're like, well,
you
it's
look like a robot.
You look like a robot. But, you know, hey, if I can deck that out and do it properly, you know.
And the thing is, as new tech comes out, you can upgrade parts of it, right? New headset, new eyepiece comes out, upgrade that part. Well, new CPU, upgrade that part.
Yeah, exactly. And you treat it modularly, right? And then you can keep on going. And then, of course, the next topic is that I would want to have a wearable, and then you have a remote control robot that responds to you like a familiar. So your droid becomes connected to you, and you have like the
follows
monocle display.
Around.
Follows you around, goes down, gets a pop, comes back. You all control it while you're typing, and you have like an avatar.
Or it needs to do some recce. Send it on ahead. You get it wired back to you.
Well, I'm looking at the one. If I was going to build one now, if I was going to build like a little gargoyle that's my robot, I'd build one out of one of these flying platforms they got.
There you go.
Because it can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? And there's that really cool dude who like built the flying plane thing.
Yeah.
You know, there and you go. He knows all about
Hook that.
So,
up to a wearable.
Yeah, that's what he should do. He should probably put that on the wiki as well. See, we got a mister. The WOGs got to get together on this one. The WOGs got to work it out. All right, here we go. In imaginary friend news, you ready for this one?
Okay.
This is twisted. In imaginary friend news, children from Boston now. Children with autism spectrum disorder are unable to sustain play, make-believe games, or influence in social interaction, at least with real people. But psychologist and linguist Justin Cassell of Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, says interaction with virtual peers releases hidden social skills in children.
Hmm.
A virtual child is a cartoonish-looking, gender-neutral 8-year-old that appears on a TV or projected screen when it interacts with the real child. Half of the action takes place in the real world, half in the virtual world. So it's like a desk with another child on the other side of the desk, and these autistic children are like, hi, I'm talking to you like you're a real person. It's fucking
creepy.
That
sounds like a horror movie.
It totally is. When it interacts with a real child, half of the action, half on the other side. Don't you like mommy and daddy? This is a knife. Shing! What's wrong, Alice? Thanks to sensors on the toys, children can pass dolls back and forth between the worlds to the virtual child watches the real child as he or she plays. The virtual child can also speak and record a child's voice and even uses lifelike expressions and gestures, so that if one day your child gets shaken death syndrome, you luckily have a recording with your virtual child in the fucking wall. Which isn't creepy at all. Never mind the uncanny valley. This is the uncanny Mariner's Trench. At press briefings yesterday at the annual meeting of the American Association for Advancement in Science, a Science Now publisher, Cassell said that she and her... Oh, it is Justine. That she and her colleagues originally developed virtual children 10 years ago. In their minds. In part of a study on how literacy and conversation develop in normal children. But every time I presented the work... She said, the parent of the autistic child would come to her and ask, please, can I get a copy of the software for my child? Hmm. Dun, dun, dun. Very wild. I mean, it's got to be hard, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be hard having an autistic kid. I don't even have a kid.
It's challenging. Yeah.
You know, I met a guy at DEF CON. Really cool guy. Really cool guy. And he gave him a book, autographed it to him and stuff like that. He bought me dinner. Mm-hmm. And we talked, and he had an autistic child. And he said, you know, it scared me. It wasn't the lot I wanted in life, but it was what I got.
Yeah.
And he was just so cool about it. You know, I marvel at that guy. Because, like, wow, man. And he didn't run. He stood up. He was a real man. And he's one of those. He's a fucking hero is what he is.
Yeah.
And I hope he's listening right now. Because that guy, man, when I met him, he's one of those dudes that really changed my perspective on things, you know? Amazing fellow. Amazing fellow.
That's good stuff.
It is. In engineering news, the 21st Century Grand Challenge Engineering Challenges have been unveiled. Now, this is the U.S. National Academy of Engineering today announced 14 grand challenges for engineering in the 21st century that, if met, would improve how we live by sustaining health, joy of living, and reducing vulnerability.
Well, that's cool.
So these are, like, if you're going to think of stuff to do, like to invent,
yep.
This is where you're going.
Here's something to do.
Yeah, I think there's cash involved. I think there is cash
Probably.
Involved.
Probably.
I think that you get some cash.
Or a grant. Grant
or money.
Make
you get
more,
to be team cool guy captain.
Or they
or
just steal your idea.
So here's the, chances are, but whatever. You know what? If you made a flying car.
If it improves.
Well, Linus Torvalds. I know Linus Torvalds' name. If I make a flying car and I, like, give it away and people show up and I'm like, here's your keys. First 20 people meet me at this grid. Go. You know, and you have the annual flying car giveaway and you just, like, fly to a location with everyone who's already gotten the flying car and you play fly to the Valkyries and you give away flying cars. Fuck yeah. You know, anyway.
Good times.
The challenges are make solar energy affordable.
Cool. Yes.
Provide energy from fusion. All right.
Okay.
Develop carbon sequestration methods.
Don't know what that is.
Neither do
cool.
I. Manage the nitrogen cycle. Provide access to clean water.
Good.
Restore and improve urban infrastructure. Advance health informatics. Engineer better medicines. Reverse engineer the brain.
That's a high.
Prevent nuclear terror. Secure cyberspace. Enhance virtual reality.
Wow.
Advance personalized learning. Engineering tools for scientific discovery.
Some of these are pretty tall orders.
Yeah, well, you know. Now, here's a good one. Now, you probably heard about this. Happy Sky Clinics.
All over the news.
Now, we've also got a Daily Hack related to this. Oh, no, Recomedia.
Yeah.
Related to this. Happy Sky Clearance from Max Headroom.
Max Headroom comes real, like straight.
Put it straight out of Max Headroom. Outstanding television show. Steal it, burn it, buy it. Buy it from
you
a guy
it,
like the White and Nerdy video. You know that's the best
you
thing
can't
about
buy it.
No, but
so
like.
So find it.
Yeah, you can find it. You can acquire it.
I wish they would put that out.
Nice, you can get them somewhere.
Sketchy. No.
You, know, you can't?
Not available on DVD.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. That's how I bought mine, is I found a guy through a newspaper and I met him at a gas station. I bought my Max Headroom VHS tapes from him. And that's why when I watched White and Nerdy and the guy like showed up and bought the tapes, that was exactly how I bought my videotapes. And I looked just like Weird Al. He was like, oh, God, yeah. I'm so sexy. Yeah.
And you rubbed them all over your body.
And then I dressed up like the lead singer from Erasure at a concert. Anyway. Happy Sky. There's a visual. Happy Sky Clearance. Washington. President George Bush. Yo! Has ordered the Pentagon to use Navy missile to attempt and destroy a broken U.S. spy satellite. Hey, Pentagon. You all got to fire the satellites. And thereby minimize risk to humans from its toxic fuel. Yes, there's a chance the fuel may catch fire and kill you. So we're going to fire nuclear missiles over heavily populated areas.
Yes. Now, this must be the first time that anybody has shot something into space to destroy something.
Oh,
else.
No.
Really?
No, you're full of shit. No,
really?
No. First, the Soviets did it.
shot things out of space.
They made a shotgun satellite. What they did is the thing was up there.
Yeah.
It would fly up to you and go wham! But in typical Soviet fashion, it had like a burst radius that was huge. It was like it fired this huge cluster bomb. So it fucked their satellite, 12 other satellites. It was like, we got it! Bit of mission creep there.
A little bit.
Little bit of collateral damage. Kind of fucked everything. Sort of knocked down like 12 satellites. Pissed everybody off. Sorry. My wife is closing the door to the basement.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Anyway, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's what they did, you know.
Wow.
And then China, just recently, they shot a satellite down.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're like, yeah. And America,
I thought this was unique.
No, no, no. And America was like, what the fuck are you doing? And China's like, what the hell, hippie? We shoot the down. Oh, yeah. Who are you going to call? So it's like, you know, whatever. But now America's like, well, we can do that shit too. We're going to shoot one down.
I swear that's what all this was about.
Yeah.
Just
to
demonstrate that they could do it.
Oh, yeah, because they want to let China know.
They probably wondered if they could
do it,
too.
You want to shoot down ours? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, see, China was like, no, no, it's because we're worried, blah, blah, blah. And Americans are like, no, this is top secret, and we're going to shoot it down. Yeah. But now they're saying it's because of toxic fuel.
Oh, yeah.
Thereby minimize the risk to humans from its toxic fuel. Meanwhile, in Russia, there is a pipeline oil spill that's been going on for the last 20 years, and there's a major, like, there's an ecological cataclysm going on in northern Siberia right now because they're pumping oil through this oil main. And there's a leak in the oil main that's leaking something like god-awful, like 10 liters a second of oil out the side of the thing, right?
Nice.
But it costs more money to go up there and fix it than it does to stop the leak, and they're still putting oil through it, so they continue to pump 10 liters a second or whatever the fuck it is.
Because it's not economically feasible.
Because, I mean, they've been doing it for 15 years, so 10 liters a second for like 15 years, and then, yeah, you can see it from space.
It's not cost-effective.
You can see it from space. There's a black patch. Go to Google Earth. Look at Siberia. Look for the massive black patch swamp, and that's the area that's been completely encased in oil.
Wow.
Ecological shitstorm.
Like, they've just written off that area.
Like, do you look outside? Really? Like Putin. And then, you know, you get that picture of Putin.
Yeah.
The head of the KGB, crazier than a shithouse rat, that guy. Sitting on the end. I kind of like him, you know, to be honest with you. No, I'm straight up. If I was going to be friends with any world leader, the Russian guy would be my number one choice.
Uh-huh.
You ever see the picture of him squatted like a stork on the end of a bed with his shirt off and he's wearing a muscle shirt?
No, I remember that one.
He's a bad motherfucker. He's the real deal.
Wow.
They asked him one time in an interview, they said, do you know, when was the first time you had sex? And he said, I don't remember the first time, but I remember the last time. That's what he said. You got to give it to the guy.
Wow.
He poisons people who doesn't like him. He's a total assassin. That guy'd cut your fingers off and fucking smile. You know? So if I was going to be friends with someone, you know, Kim Jong-il is just too crazy, but Putin? Oh, yeah, I want to party with that guy. That guy knows what's going on. But anyway, happy sky clearance. So they shot, where are we going with this? The effort, first of its kind, no, it's not. No, it's not.
That's what they're saying, but.
No, it's not. Okay. Will be undertaken because of the potential that people in the area where the satellite would otherwise crash could be harmed, the official said. Deputy National Security Advisor James Naffrey, briefing reports the Pentagon, did not say when the intended interceptor would be conducted, but the satellite is expected to hit the Earth the first week of March. It's all about trying to reduce the danger to human beings.
That's right. That's all it's about.
That's what it's about. General James Cartwright, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said at the same briefing, the windows of opportunity with such a shootdown, presumably launched by a Navy ship, will open in the next 3 to 4 days and last for 7 or 8 days. Well, if it's a window, you see, from a Navy ship, the Navy ship is mobile. So you can actually put that Navy ship wherever and shoot at any window you want because it's mobile. A window implies both stations are stationary and it's not flexible, but never mind. This is the first time we've used a tactical missile to engage a spacecraft.
Yeah.
They're not going to preach about you know,
other
China's
countries.
Cheapest.
No, no.
But I hate to tell you this, it's already been done. Now then, in unregulated media news, this is from February 18th. This is some fresh stuff here.
Yep.
What do you think of that whole thing with the WikiLeaks thing? I mean, everybody doesn't know. WikiLeaks got taken down.
All they did was ban the domain name from...
Let me just do the first line. The website WikiLeaks.org has been taken offline in many parts of the world. WikiLeaks is a website dedicated to leaking information and documents from an anonymous, untraceable, and uncensorable. And it's been taken down. It's been taken down. So I'm just kind of like...
The actual website has not been taken down. Access in some parts of some countries through some ISPs have been denied access. But that's still a big deal.
But interesting.
Yes.
Interesting that that's still going on. And
you can't see this. Well, there's workarounds. The internet is made for that.
Yeah, that's right. That's why they want to get Web 2.0 out. But good luck with that.
And as soon as they did that, it got mirrored immediately. And now it's bigger than it was before.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for the attention. Try harder.
Exactly. You know, next please time, give us more.
Send out the special forces. So big shouts out to everybody at WikiLeaks. Good work. Please keep it up. Now then, in Cyberpunk Kit, the Track Stick 2. This is an interesting piece of kit, actually. Yeah. It is the perfect fit for personal GPS tracking. Bring it on vacation, keep a satellite scrapbook of all of your travels, and record your explorations. You can carry it along with all your regular outings to get from home to get a better sense of your daily surroundings through Google Earth's cohesive 3D maps for your community. With Track Stick 2, a computer screen can guide your family or friends on a virtual tour of your vacation. Take it fishing, mark the cat spots, discover feeding patterns over time, find a good camping spot, and leave it to Track Stick to remember it for you so you can externalize everything and the path you took to get there. It's fun and immersive way to show others where you've been. You'll even enjoy seeing the normal routes of your day breathe new life as you view them like never before. This is obviously from their splashlight. But it's very, very cool, and it's cheap.
Yes.
It's cheap. It's less than $100, I believe.
A very cheap GPS. Like, it's just, that's
but
all
it's
it is.
But it's a tracker.
You track of where you go.
Yeah, so you just hold it on the outside. You're like, where the hell did I go? Oh, I got drunk. You're going out drinking? Take one of these things.
Yeah, you know exactly where you are.
Sew it into your ass or something so you don't lose it, and away you go. Yeah. You're laughing.
There's cool add-ons for cameras now that you can add GPS into cameras. You know where exactly
pictures, too. See, the tech now is getting to the point where, like, before I got frustrated. I used to be a major Gudo. Used to be a wirehead. Loved it.
Yeah. Good.
But then I sort of got the feeling that, like, the technology just isn't there. I want to be able to GPS and locate, la-da-da-da-da. Because when you could do that shit, you're a wizard, man.
Yeah.
Like, you are a wizard. Now, there's one thing that I remember that I'm thinking about using for the wearables. This gets back to the wearable thing.
Yep.
Which is a bump cap.
This one's good for the wearable, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's wicked for the wearable because it's small.
Bump cap?
You had never heard of one, have you?
No.
I've got one. I'll show it to you after the show.
Yeah.
A bump cap is used for people working underneath stuff. It's a ball cap that's got a hard plastic liner. When you wear it, it just looks like a ball cap. When you take it off, it's actually a hard hat.
Oh.
But the thing is, you could mount stuff to it, and it wouldn't move, and it would still look like a ball cap.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
No camera, small little camera.
A small little camera.
Microphone.
Well, I'm thinking more of a display. You put that on the hat.
Could.
Right? And it's all on the visor, right? You got to pop down.
Yep.
Away you
slap
go.
Slap down the visor. You're in VR world.
Well, it reminds me of that scene from, what was it? It was Baraka where the guys were working and they were burning coal and they had sunglasses hanging off the fronts of their hats. And then when they would look down, it would move up and it would just sit there and they could flip it up onto the top. So you put a little bit of Velcro there to secure it. You've got this bump cap on.
That's not bad.
No, you could totally do it.
Yeah.
You could totally do it. It's all about the tweaks, right? You just got to have the right configuration.
That's right.
And I mean, you know, Stephen Mann, I mean, he got in real shape. When he went through airport security, man, he got all his shit torn out of his body and stuff. Like, they fucked him. Okay.
What is all this?
What is all this stuff, you crazy Canadian? What's all this evil computer shit you got on? So, I mean, you know, it's very, very cool. So this kind of stuff here is pretty neat. I think I might look more on wearable stuff. Anyway. Here's a scary one you didn't know about. Manifest Destiny news. Now, this is something that doesn't get covered. Canada and the United States have signed an agreement. It's signed. This is passed.
Done.
Finished. Canada and the United States, by the way, have signed an agreement that paves the way for the militaries from either nation to send troops across each other's borders during an emergency. But some are questioning why Harper's government has kept silent on the deal. Neither Canadian's government nor the Canadian forces announced a new agreement, which was signed on Valentine's Day in Texas. The U.S. military's Northern Command, however, publicized the agreement with a statement outlining how its top officer, General Gene Runehart, and Canadian Lieutenant General Mark Dumais, head of Canada Command, signed the plan, which allows the military from one nation to support the armed forces of the other nation during a civil emergency. So if there's a riot and we can't handle it, we call the Marines.
Yeah.
And then the Marines come up here and they... Wait a minute. Why are we allowing a foreign army to come in here and arrest
Can't
our citizens?
Can't handle our own citizens?
The left-leaning Council of Canadians, it's left-leaning, which is campaigns against what it calls the increasing integration of the U.S. and Canadian militaries, raises concerns on the deal. It's kind of a trend when it comes to issues with the Canada-U.S. relations and contends issues with, like, military integration. Now, unfortunately,
we kick down the Canadian doors 100 a day.
Yeah, I know.
Looking for suspicion.
I know. I don't think that would happen.
Yeah.
I don't think that would happen.
We came to Canada, we just stayed.
Well, let's be real.
To keep them safe.
I hate to say this. I'm as much of a Canadian as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like Canada. I don't get too wrapped up in symbols.
Yeah.
Okay. And being symbol-minded. Borders are kind of a weird thing. I like Americans. I think of myself as a North American. I actually like to think of myself as an Earthling.
Yes.
You know. So, you know, if I'm going to sit here and say I think the one world government's a good idea after some kind of a fashion or technocracy, do I have a right to object to this? And it makes it a nice truce. It's like, hey, we all work together. Other than that, or other, we'd have to fight the Canadian Army, and that'd be over quick. You know, today it would be 1940s. Yeah, they'd have a problem.
Yeah.
But today, we can't send out ammo. Like, our army has been so nutted by people, man. Oh,
yeah. Well, what constitutes a civil emergency, really?
Oh, well, now see, that's the real crux.
That's
the real bitch of it, right? They talk here.
2010 riots.
Yeah, I suppose. With the Olympics coming up, it could be considered an emergency. Anything declared an emergency, when they declare a national state of emergency, which anybody can fucking do. No, they can do it any time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, chat. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, when they do a snowstorm, that's an emergency.
Yeah, true.
They do it all the time. You bet. Natural. Oh, the fishing. And it is. Hey, I'll take some Blackhawk helicopters up here and rescue some people. All right.
Yeah.
You know? But we can't sit here. If we're going to do that, though, we can't sit here and shit all over the United States for their policy and not back them up if we're going to accept their help when we're down on our luck. Okay? You're either going to stand with your buddy in the bar fight or you're not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some people say I'm simplifying. And I'm not saying the Americans have got it going on. There's some real bad apples down in American power right now. Okay? But we need to remember that the governments are the people with the problems. The people get along nicely.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the deal here. But it's interesting that that has now been signed into law. Speaking of bad apples, good segue. Mm-hmm. Good segue. In 9/11 news, I don't usually cover 9/11, but, you know, when stuff happens, like a former congressman says the U.S. government created Al-Qaeda and was involved in bombing its own citizens on 9/11, telling a national radio show that elements of the Bush administration assisted in the attacks of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon.
Well, the first part, you can research and look that up. There was trained, the Al-Qaeda was trained by the U.S. government, right?
Well, now this is to fight against
the Russians.
Now that was the Taliban and stuff like that. Taliban. Yeah, the Al-Qaeda
well,
was
not
like,
the Al-Qaeda. Sorry,
yeah,
Taliban.
But like Al-Qaeda is kind of this weird. Things get a little bit shifty with that. You get into some weird CIA stuff. But some people say Al-Qaeda was invented. Mm. It didn't exist, right? So anyway, Daniel Hamburg is a former Democratic congressman who was elected to the first congressional district of California in 1992, and also subsequently ran for governor of California, finishing in third place. Hamburg co-wrote a well-received article carried by the San Francisco Chronicle, which outlined the program to incarcerate American citizens in internment camps, which have already been publicly built, during a time of declared national emergency.
Mm.
And he appeared on Alex Jones' show and said he was working on an article about missing nuclear bombs in relation to the Minot nuclear warhead mishap. This is where they loaded a bunch of nukes on a B-52 and they flew across the United States and nobody was like, hey, aren't those, like, live nuclear weapons you have on your plane? You know, nobody's
doing that.
It was some landing tech. He's like, they land, they bring the jet in, and he's like, wait a minute. Hold it.
What are those?
Why do you have nuclear weapons on your plane? Is this a prop, or are you really flying around nukes? Because I've never actually seen one of these motherfuckers before. You know, it's like, wow. And let's be real. People might get upset with me calling, you know, nuclear weapons motherfuckers, but what else are you going to call them?
They're a big deal.
Seriously, man. Now then, moving on with that. Did I finish that story? Sort of, kind of. 9/11. Well, what else can you say?
Yeah,
former congressman gets on a national radio show and says, yeah, 9/11's an inside job. Doesn't get any play.
Oh,
San Francisco got some play.
Yeah.
Nobody else
a little bit.
A fuck. Another thing never got any play. In Invisible Fence news. Talk about Cyberpunk. This is very, what was it, Running Man? What was the one where the guy was running and he ran into the fence and his head exploded? And they had to, I think it was Running Man. That's how they escaped.
Movie, maybe.
That's yeah,
a might horrible have movie.
I didn't mind the movie so
Book's
much.
Book's really good, but though.
In Invisible Fence news, a high-technology system to control the U.S.-Mexico border with cameras and radar instead of physical fence has gained government approval, U.S. officials say. The $20 million virtual fence already covers 28 miles, 48 clicks of the border between Arizona State and Mexico.
Almost got it all covered then.
The system has already helped catch smugglers that would be deployed elsewhere. And would be deployed elsewhere, says Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. But he plans to complete the 770 miles, 1,130 kilometer physical fence remain. I personally witnessed the value of the system, says Chertoff. I've spoken directly with the Border Patrol agents who've seen it produce actual results in terms of identifying and allowing apprehension of people who are illegally smuggling across the border. Built by Boeing, the virtual fence is part of a strategy to stop illegal immigrants as well as drug smuggling attempts to pass the U.S. border on foot and in vehicles. The technology, including a 100-foot, 30-meter unmanned surveillance tower, is equipped with sophisticated laser sensor devices, is capable of distinguishing people from cattle at a distance of 10 miles.
That's pretty good.
Fuck yeah. The system's cameras and radars are powerful enough to determine whether people are carrying backpacks that may contain weapons or drugs. Mm. Or they could just be backpacks. Yeah. The U.S. government plans to extend the technology to other areas of the Arizona border, as well as sections of Texas, possibly within months. Now, if they could surveil a 10-mile radius, what's to prevent them from putting them up all over the United States and you can watch everything, everywhere, people with bags, period? Bags are illegal, much like it was in England when they had the IRA. People with bags just didn't carry on bags. You just didn't do it.
No way. You have to get some clear bags now.
Yep. Now we'll get some clear bags.
Like they use in the high schools, mandated by high schools.
That's right. That's right, because you could be carrying a gun. What if you're carrying a gun? It's insane. Now, today's daily hack. I have a good daily hack for today. Ready for this one? The Polar Rose. This is an interesting one.
Polar Rose.
The Polar Rose browser is a plugin for Firefox, Internet Explorer coming soon, that lets you discover who's in any public photo. The plugin detects people in public photos and places our signature rose approximately where the pinhole of their shirt would be. Click on the rose will show you the plugin overlay with the relative information, including name, photos found with the same person. This is all manual.
How?
It's all manually entered. People enter into a database like Facebook. As the Polar Rose Explorer, you help train your engine by tagging names and verifying data generated by Polar Rose or your fellow explorers. Yeah.
So it's people's voluntary information.
Much like Facebook, only it's a direct application.
Well, Facebook has like millions of tagged photos with people's names. There's
yeah.
so much information in there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So all you got to do is apply that, put that through like vision recognition software, and boom, you've got it nailed.
Yep.
Put that on a wearable, and again, another project for Project Gargoyle. Go ahead.
Now your employers can search through the whole internet by just typing your name and finding all the extracurricular activities that you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You go to a fetish social club or something like that with...
We don't like what you've been doing outside of work.
Now, I'm lucky. I think I work for a really cool place. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to name it because it's not important. But, I mean, I think I work for a very cool place. So I don't think they care. I mean, they got to know about, you know, Sean's alter ego life. You know, they got to know. Well, it kind of, I mean, that's why they're promoting me to do the kind of stuff I do. Maybe they think that,
maybe it helps.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody likes pedophiles.
No.
Except for, I'm not going to make the joke.
Too easy.
It's too easy. Too easy. And besides, Wikipedia's had a rough time anyway. Well, they're getting in trouble now. They're really in shit. It's too bad. You know, I mean, WikiLeaks and everything, I mean, they're important, and I think Wikipedia is important. Mm-hmm. But I've never understood why there's no limit on space. I don't understand what's wrong with these people. You know,
don't deem you important.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to do.
You are unimportant.
And I found out they did it to the grandson of Anton LaVey, which I didn't really understand that very much at all. What the hell? Where did I do with my, where's my thing?
Oh.
Oh, no, man. Oh, crap. Well, I had this. I can't open everything else up. I thought I was really sure I bookmarked it.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's not very good at all, is it? No, it's not. So, anyway, part of the Recomedia today, I'm going to try to open a mail program with this thing running. That's what I'm going to do. So we'll kill some time here. You got a new phone. You got your new phone.
Yes. Very nice. It's got GPS built into it.
Now, what is the phone? Now, I got to say, looking at the phone, it's pretty sexy.
Yes. It's high res. It's a VGA screen. It's Glowfish X800. It's got GPS built into it. And 500 megahertz processor.
Oh, my God. And I just was able to give
it
you your...
super sexy.
You love it. You love
yes.
it. And you got a new camera, which
yes.
we're going to be using some stuff.
Canon 40D.
Canon 40D.
In case anybody cares out there.
Because, hey, when
it's
you,
sexy.
When you
I can take
have,
a lot of pictures
when
with
you
it.
You got to have a camera. You better have the 40D.
Get a 32 gig card
well,
for
it's
it.
Got that ability that... What's that one ability it has? It's like totally bleeding edge. No,
it's
no
got a triple photo thing. I don't know if that's bleeding edge, but...
Well, no, the thing where you can see through the lens.
Oh, a live view where you can actually see what the camera is taking a picture of.
And that's hot.
It's very new for SLR cameras. Not so new for, you know, regular crappy old cameras.
Pretend I'm retarded. What is a SLR camera?
I don't know much about cameras. I don't even know what that stands for.
Oh, embarrassing.
Lens, sure, that's the L.
Okay.
S, no idea.
We're in good shape.
You can change lenses on it. That's what it is.
All right. Now, they shot down this satellite, right?
Yep.
And this is part of the Recomedia today. We have the French Foreign Legion thing,
yep,
which is get it together with French Foreign Legion style. And we've got the first responder guide for space object reentry, which is important.
What if things went wrong?
What if, you know, now you've got this 18-page document, which is from February 18, 2008, from FEMA. And information for the public, information for first responders. We notice how they're different. potential hazards. They got the National Library of Medicine of Hydrazine. Identification of hazards, like things falling from the sky. It's really quite cool that they've actually put out a government document that shows how to handle falling satellites from space.
Any debris should be considered potentially hazardous, should not be touched, handled, or moved. Citizens who observe or encounter falling debris should notify your local public safety agency and stay away from it.
That's right. That's right. And for the first responders, however, the satellite that is degrading from orbit has hazardous materials on board. It could pose immediate hazard to people if they come in contact with the material. If the craft contains fuel and specialized containers that are considered hazard materials and could survive the entry intact, any debris should be considered potentially hazardous, and first responders should not go attempt to pick it up or move it. First responders should secure a perimeter to control access and any debris. Do not pick up the debris. Notify your local emergency manager of its location immediately. The concerns are similar to those encountered after a space shuttle Columbia entered the atmosphere. However, this craft has far less hazardous materials and is much smaller in size. The following information about two hazardous materials is a concern provided to first responders.
The temptation for eBay is high, but don't touch it.
What is hydrazine? What is that?
I don't know.
It's flammable, may be ignited by heat or sparks. Vapors form explosive mixture with air. Vapors may travel to the source of ignition, create flashback. Heavier than air. Vapors explosion hazard indoors, outdoors, and sewers. What else? Cause toxins and hex if you inhale it. This is nasty shit.
Yeah.
Wow. You're supposed to stay at least 50 meters away from one of these down satellites in all directions. So it's pretty interesting shit to read about. How, you know, people freak out with regarding to the falling satellite thing.
So you can find that great information on FEMA's webpage.
That's right. As well, we've linked to it from the Live Journal. And this has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. And if you can, please distribute. But if you can donate, please do so by clicking on the Donate tab of the Dr. Atlas website. Or send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 1215C, 56th Street, Delta, BC, Canada, V4M2M4. And I want to thank the Army Flying Monkeys for their assistance gathering data. If you have information you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at newsreel@rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, check out some Psytrance. It's my new favorite thing. And I'm going to fade out now with just some general music. I'm not too sure what track I'm going to use. Remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. So what we need to do is we need to provide a nice selection process, and we'll all be in, like, this foreign legion together. It'd be great. I think it's probably, you know, melted right. Future is a good future.
Controlling robots with our implants in our brains.
Yeah. Yeah, well, kind of, you know, whatever. You know, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
If I were an intelligent thought, well, I'd be able to instantly broadcast it to the world. It'd be like living in each other's heads. Yeah, I think so. And you got anything else?
No, it's all good.
Well, until next time, hey, thanks for everyone, and that didn't make sense. Thanks. Thanks for everyone. What the hell does that mean? Okay, let me try that again. Next time, that's what server said. End of line.
Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave. Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and proud. Let's do the shit real. Come on now. Smoke and mirrors, stripes and stars, stoning for the cross in the name of God. Bloodshed, genocide, rape and fraud, written to the pages of the law, good law. The cold continent latchkey child ran away one day and started acting foul. King of where the wild things are, daddy's proud, cause the Roman Empire done passed it down. Imported and tortured the workforce, and never healed the wounds or shook the curse off. Now the grown-up Goliath nation, holding open auditions for the part of David. Can you feel? Nothing can save you, you question the rain, you get rushed in and chained up. Fist raised, but I must be insane, cause I can't figure a single goddamn way to change. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave, the Grand Imperial Guard. to the fat and lazy. The fuck you obey me, and why do they hate me? Who me? Only two generations away from the world's most despicable slavery trade. Pioneered so many ways to degrade a human being that it can't be changed to this day. Legacy so ingrained in the way that we think we no longer need chains to be slaves. Lord, it's a shameful display. The overseers even got raped along the way. Cause the children can't escape from the pain, and they born with the poisonous hatred in their veins. Try and separate a man from his soul, you only strengthen him and lose your own. But shoot that fucker if you walk near the throne. Remind him that this is my home. Now I'm gone. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The grand imperial guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is gone. Hold up, give me one right here, hold up. You don't give money to the bums on the corner with a sign bleeding from their gums. Talking about you don't support a crackhead. What you think happens to the money from your taxes? Shit, the government's the addict. With $1 billion a week, kill brown people habit. And even if you ain't on the front line, when Master yell crunch time, you right back at it. Man, look at how you hustling backwards. At the end of the year, add up what they subtracted. 3 out of 12 months, your salary pay for that madness. Man, that's sadness. What's left? Get a big ass plasma to see where they made damn bad. The point the damn camera. Only approved questions get answered. Now stand your ass up for that national anthem. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The grand imperial guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is gone. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The grand imperial guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is gone.